When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days, Martha Norwalk's Animal World. And give us a like while you're there. Appreciate that. And check out all the stories that I posted. I'm usually really busy on Saturday posting everything that I would have covered on the show, but now don't have to because I'm doing Facebook. Woohoo! How cool is that? And I'm even figuring out how to do stuff on Facebook, which is really great. And we're always entertaining more volunteer call screeners for our Animal World family. So if you would like to serve the animal kingdom by helping us out here on Animal World, screening calls on an occasional Sunday, we'd love to hear from you. And you can call me at 360-217-7258, or you can use our live email address, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And if you need to reach us here on the air, local number 425-373-5527, toll free is 1-888-298-5569. If you need to post something, in other words, if you're going to mail something to Animal World, the Animal World mailing address is 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251. That's 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251. That's in Monroe, 98272. All right, you want to get a hold of Dr. Doug Yearout. He has moved. If you haven't been keeping up with stuff, he is now in Marysville. And officially, it's the All Animal Alternative Medicine Clinic. All Animal Alternative Medicine Clinic. Dr. Doug Yearout. His website is www.holisticanimaldoc.com. And you can reach his office at 360-653-8171. 360-653-8171. He's my choice for alternative and naturopathic medicine, homeopathy, chiropractic. He treats everything. Dogs, cats, exotic pets, pocket pets, birds, wildlife, even does some farm animals, goats, and does chiropractic on horses and so forth. He'll do house calls. He'll do phone consultations. You can see him in Marysville. He's just down the street from Dr. Bill at Quilceta. So, how cool. So, Dr. Doug, welcome back to Animal World.
Thank you.
All right, we have got people that don't want to talk on the air again, but a general question on your recommendation for a natural protocol for cats with kidney disease. Seems like a big question to me.
It's a big question. You got to make sure they drink a lot of water. They should have as close to a raw diet as possible, if possible. Cats with kidney failure are pretty picky, so
yeah.
Yeah, but if you can get any kind of meat into them at all, that's what cats do so much better with, this restricted protein thing that's been going around for such a long time is just not as good as we used to think it was for cats are still pretty much obligate carnivores. So
yeah.
Any kind of real meat at all in their diet would be a really, really good thing to add.
Good thing is that raw food diets are so much more readily available these days.
Yeah.
I mean, you can make your own. And like, you know, Peg in Olympia we're talking about, she's a part of this raw food group. And they, as a group, they buy raw food from all over the place and save a lot of money that way. But then if you want, you can, at almost any good pet store anymore, they sell raw foods and you can get it frozen.
Yeah,
or even like Stella and Chewy's, they've got the dehydrated raw stuff. You can have it delivered to your home. You know, at Darwin's and Natural Pet Pantry, both deliver free. And there's all kinds of ways now to get raw food that weren't available to us years ago.
Yeah, and lots of kidney tonics, good probiotics. All the time, every day, probiotics.
Probiotics in the food?
In the food, yeah.
So raw food, probiotics. What tonics are you talking about?
There's a lot of different formulations with herbal tinctures in them that you can use for cats that stimulate more healthy kidney function.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And detoxification, homeopathy, chiropractic helps kidneys. Laser can help kidneys.
Okay, so you can use the laser on kidneys.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like for someone who is asking this question about alternative or natural protocol for kidney disease, it would be well worth bringing the cat up to see you.
Yeah.
For all of this stuff, but once again, when you're saying homeopathy, if you really want to do it correctly and get the best bang for your buck, you want someone that knows what they're doing.
Yes, yeah.
Picking the remedies or combination of remedies that you'd use in a situation, because that's an art in and of itself,
yeah,
isn't it?
Homeopathy is a whole system of medicine. It's like acupuncture. It's not just about putting a needle somewhere. It's the whole science behind it. You know?
Well, can you give us kind of a brief description? What is homeopathy?
Well, homeopathy is the science of like curing like. It's an old, old principle all the way back to Socrates' days. They thought that what could make you sick could also make you well. That's basically what homeopathy means. So, for example, there are about 2,000 different remedies made out of different things, and they're minerals and plants and toxins and poisons and all kinds of different things that remedies are made out of.
Mm-hmm.
And you would think, oh, my God, I don't want to put that stuff in me, right?
Right.
Well, you don't want to put the poison into you, no. But if you create a remedy made out of that particular thing and you dilute it, and shake it and stir it and dilute it along the way, you'll turn it into a really useful homeopathic potent force with energy all by itself. So you know the science of a tuning fork. When you hit the tuning fork, you can hear the vibration, you can feel the vibration. Well, each remedy has its own vibration, its own color, its own bioenergetic field. It's all what that remedy is all about, all of its facets. And so take for example the one that comes to mind, bee venom. We all know when you get stung by a bee, it hurts, you've got swelling, you've got redness and pain. Those are the cardinal signs of inflammation, right? Redness, heat, and pain. And so if you made a remedy out of bee venom and you took, say you got stung by a bunch of wasps a whole bunch of times, you go to the shelf and you grab the remedy made out of bee venom, which is called Apis, APIS.
Oh.
And you take that, your pain and your swelling will immediately go away. Even if you're getting close to the place where you're going to have an anaphylactic shock before you get there, the remedy can head that off at the pass a lot of the times, not always.
So Apis. I have a friend that just got stung by a wasp and the, you know, arm swelled up, you know, huge.
Apis,
so good for her to have the Apis, huh?
If you have a lot of insect issues, you should have Apis and Ledum, L-E-D-U-M. That's the other second for insect things. But it's like cures like. So, for example, we would use a remedy made out of arsenic. Well, you wouldn't want to take arsenic normally, would you? It's a terrible poison. But if you make a remedy out of arsenic and dilute it so there's really no arsenic left, but you have all the energy and the fingerprint and the bioenergetic, I like that word, mm-hmm. about arsenic, then you have a condition in your life that mimics that. You know, you're sick, you have everything's coming out of both ends, like food poisoning is uh-huh. an arsenic situation, and cramps, and you're cold, and it's, you know, it's a bad condition. Then you could take arsenicum, the remedy, and that will help you get well, because like cures like.
Interesting. So an example, my favorite homeopathic remedy, of course, is the Arnica Montana.
And that
if you like bruise, you know, get hit or strain,
right.
A muscle soreness, swelling,
yeah.
bruising, that kind of stuff. Now, I assume that's made from the Arnica Montana plant.
Yeah, Arnica Montana is actually a big, beautiful yellow daisy that comes out of the mountains. So Montana doesn't have anything to do with the state.
It's
Montagna, it's the mountain, the French.
Uh-huh.
It's actually called Fallkraut in Germany. When you fall down, you know, the sauerkraut, the uh-huh. fall, it's Fallkraut. That's what arnica is called over there.
And I'm sure, if you ate that plant...
Yeah, you could... Would
it make you bruise or swell or whatever?
If you ate the plant, you would feel sore and beat up and battered and bruised, and you could actually get bruises, yeah.
With it totally diluted out as a homeopathic remedy, it prevents bruising and swelling and soreness
and
treats,
stuff. Yeah, and treats it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's the like treats like.
Yeah, like
cures
like.
Amazing stuff.
Yeah. It's all energy. It's totally energy. You're not taking any poisons or toxins. You're actually just taking energy in a little pill form.
I would imagine you get pretty intuitive with this after all the years that you've been working with homeopathy.
Yeah, you have to.
You kind of have to feel what's right for each
patient.
At first
it's rote, you know, I learned this. You know, for this, you give egg roll, you know, six, you get egg roll kind of thing. But after that, it's I think you should have that. No, wait a minute, I see one thing and take this instead. And it's more of a match.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Cool. So now, folks, you know, we only deal with the best here on Animal World. We get the best with homeopathy here because, after all, Doug teaches everybody else how to do it.
Jillian, she was calling me yesterday. Her poor little dog went outside and was playing, and she came in and irped up a bunch of leaves, and then she was screaming and throwing up all over the place and in horrible pain. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, we got to bring that dog down here. And she says, well, I gave it some arsenic already, and I said, but she says it hasn't worked, and he's making noise. There's all kinds of gas bubbles, and I said, well, maybe we ought to give a different remedy. And then she's pretty intuitive uh-huh. about that. She's used it. Been hanging around me for a while, and
yeah.
While we were talking on the phone, she convinced me to wait a little while longer,
uh-huh.
and we did, and gave one or two more doses, and the dog was completely well and within hours and eating and back to normal again just with a couple of doses of arsenicum.
Wow, yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
You can't do that with modern medicine. You just can't.
No.
There's
no.
nothing.
And now the next question, similar to the general question about kidney disease, what about, is there a natural type treatment or approach for a cat with asthma?
That's a rough one. Asthma is so acute, you know, you can be fine one minute and just over the top, almost dead the next, right?
Because yeah.
your airways close down, and sometimes the inhaler or the prednisone that is used for the asthma has to be given in conjunction while you're weaning off of it.
Okay.
You've got to still find the thing I find that works the best for asthma is still homeopathy, but it's you can't just give the remedy and say goodbye, see you, because it's really, you're getting attacked by that. You go outside and take one breath of smoky air, and the cat's coming back in wheezing and coughing and turning blue. So you've still got to have your emergency treatment there while you're weaning off and get the right remedy. And that's hard to do when you're using two things at the same time.
Yeah.
Because you don't see the whole true picture of it.
So...
We've had lots of animals that have been weaned off of their steroids and inhalers over time, but it takes time.
Okay.
Got
to
be really
communicative. But so that's something that people could come to you to work on if
yes.
they've got a cat with asthma and on drugs and stuff. you could work with them to wean off of that eventually once the right remedies are found.
What you do is you end up having less relapses along the way, and then finally it starts to calm down.
Okay, that's good. All right, well, that's gonna lead me to the next caller that couldn't be on the phone with us, but it's a case I'm familiar with. But first, we have to stay in time. It's the last hour of the show. So we're going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the first time in this hour, and then I'm going to talk to Doug and ask a question for Celeste about Scamperdoo. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Attention pet lovers. We all want the best for our pets, and that includes quality of life, longevity, and overall well-being. Raymaker's Nutrition has developed a line of patented products that have been shown to dramatically improve immune function, improve response to vaccines by over 400%, and help strengthen the systems in the body that fight cancer cells. Introducing Veterinary Immune Tabs. These chewable tabs are safe for dogs and cats. Find out more about how Veterinary Immune Tabs can improve your pet's longevity and state of wellness. Contact Dr. Bill Burlingame at BillBurlingameDVM@gmail.com or call 425-903-1913. Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including T-Touch, aromatherapy, and manual ligament therapy, plus massage for canines and small and large animal certification. Visit online at nwsam.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. That's 877-836-3703. Or check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage on Facebook.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Write it down, shout it loud. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. Now, wasn't that fun?
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and I want to thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. Hope you do it every Sunday morning. We're here 9 to noon on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And I just want to say congratulations to Celeste. She won the Missing Link. We talked about, you're just talking again about Dr. Bill and Burlingame Veterinary Consulting. You can get the immune tabs and chews for your dogs and cats, or they also have the immune stuff Transfer Factor for Humans and products for livestock. And you can get it directly from Dr. Bill at Burlingame Veterinary Consulting. I want you to check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage and their great campus, beautiful campus over on Vashon Island now. Great classes over there. They can provide all kinds of stuff, but they've got campuses all over the world. They also have great distance learning, so you can do a lot of your initial learning for learning massage and so forth via, you know, online tutoring and so forth. So check it out. NWSAM.com and also whispering-dragon.com. Jude and Paul Ponton are incredible. Well, Jude's a chiropractor. They're both acupuncturists, but they really don't crack. They don't use needles anymore. They really are doing mostly harmonic energy shifting and balancing. And I can't tell you what a huge difference Jude has made for me and my body. And I love the harmonic sessions. And the remote sessions are just as powerful and sometimes more powerful than even their in-person sessions. It's really phenomenal. They do space clearings and they've got the great sound portals you can purchase on their website. So check them out, www.whispering-dragon.com. Alrighty then. Let's see. That brings me to the next caller that called in. Celeste called in, was able to win the missing link, but she wasn't able to stay on the phone to talk to Dr. Doug. And this has been an ongoing case, Dr. Doug, that we've had on the air a number of times. Scamperdoo, these are spiritual friends of mine, members of the Ananda community. They live out in the community in Linwood. Scamperdoo is like a 14-year-old, large, black and white cat, long hair. Now his the black hair has kind of turned a little brown. He's happy, healthy, great cat until about a year and a half ago he started coughing. And then they at some point found a correlation. Celeste was doing a lot of lavender processing, mm-hmm. you know, for the community, and had brought a bunch of lavender into the apartment. And that seemed to be when the coughing started. Well, I got rid of all the lavender, and then, you know, and they cleaned and did the carpets and all that sort of stuff. And since then, they moved to a different apartment. The coughing has continued. We've had them on the air a number of times. They actually, their vet at the time, like a year or a year and a half ago, did lung x-rays, and everything was fine. There've been various, I think, treatments here and there, but eventually we got him in and Dr. Bill checked out Scamperdoo, and I think he's on the immune chews now. They've tried various things. A little bit of prednisone has, you know, helped, but it hasn't gone away. And nobody can find anything wrong with the cat, but this cough can. So Celeste wanted to be here, but she called in and then couldn't. So what do you think there's something you could do to help Scamperdoo?
So he doesn't have asthma then?
Doesn't have asthma, okay. No.
And is it a throat cough or a lung cough? Do they tell you what kind of a cough?
It seems to be a throat cough.
Throat cough. Uh-huh.
And now we've also had like Darcy and a couple of our communicators tune in. Both Dr. Nels and Darcy mm-hmm. felt a blockage in the throat.
Blockage of energy, right?
Energy blockage, right. And then it was with Darcy. We got related to a grief thing with both Celeste and her husband, related to their mothers. And so they've gone through. They've done all that's been recommended, and they've done their grieving. They've done their writing, and they've done little ceremonies and all kinds of stuff, which helped. Mm-hmm. You know, and the cough will get better, and then it starts up again. So
the cat is a sink for their stuff, right?
Seems to be, yeah. But you know, both of them, I have to say, in terms of clean living and what they do, that they're above, you know, much much better than most would be. I mean, they're vegetarians. They eat good diets. You know, they pray and meditate and do all that stuff. And they're all, you know, sort of thing.
Do you have any issues with swallowing?
No, he doesn't seem to, and his appetite is fine. He eats well.
When is the cough? All the time? Or?
Yeah, sometimes it's all the time. Sometimes it's sporadic.
If there's no concrete thing you can say about when it's better and when it's worse. It's
I don't think we've been able to make any correlations with it.
Time of day and no.
Now, there have been a couple of times when there was stress going on with them that seemed to affect him. But there's other times when everything is fine, and he still seems to have it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, homeopathy might help.
So, and is that something, if they were interested in pursuing that, and, let's see. Kathy's right, because Kathy talked to her this morning on the air. She says cough seems to happen when they go to the farm. Oh, now that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they live in the Ananda community in Linwood. But like Celeste was up doing the food for the open house at the farm on Camino. So apparently they're now seeming, and I know her husband Vihan goes up and works at the farm. So they're working, you know, the vegetables, and the produce. Now it's totally organic, you know, and no-till permaculture and all that sort of stuff. But, you know, there's huge lavender stuff and all that sort of thing. So could they be bringing something back on their clothes?
They're bringing something back on their clothes.
Yeah. And are they...
He's just he's a very sensitive cat for some reason.
And okay.
That's part of got to be part of the homeopathic picture. They've tried acupuncture, has not helped. Or
I don't believe they've done acupuncture. You don't do acupuncture, do you?
No, just some cookbook stuff.
Okay. Yeah. Do a little bit of that kind
of
stuff?
What about the diet? Is he on a good diet?
He's on the best that they can afford. They are in a very limited budget, so they you know, he's not on a raw food diet, I think. Now, they have been working, though. There's another member, Christy, that does really, really good home cooking, raw and home-cooked food for cats, and they've worked with her, and she's designed a diet for them. So I don't know exactly what it is, but it's... I think the best that they can do.
Yeah, bone broth. Do they have an air filter in the house?
I don't believe that they do.
If they could afford that, that might be the best thing to do to start with.
Okay, and
a really good HEPA air filter.
Okay.
Where the cat hangs out.
Right. Okay.
And he hasn't had a whole bunch of other intrusions, vaccinations, and all these drugs.
No, hasn't been vaccinated for a long time.
Okay.
Had the X-ray about a year and a half ago.
It's got to be mechanical and energetic then, if it's not asthma.
Yeah. Now, if they wanted to pursue it with you, could they do that via phone consultation,
sure,
or would it be best for them to bring him in for?
No, phone is fine to start with.
Okay.
I would like to look at the vet records.
Okay.
I get a lot of stuff looking at those vet records.
Yeah,
okay, so look
at the records, and you could start with phone. Okay, I will. We'll let them know that.
Okay.
And so that is great. All right, we've got a few minutes here before we have to take care of our advertisers and sponsors again, and I've got to get in current events before the end of the show. Folks, if there's anybody out there that needs to find something out from Dr. Doug, now's your opportunity. We can probably fit in another call or two. Local number 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569. But I want to spend some time talking about the Class 4 laser that you have. Why don't you give us a lowdown, Dr. Doug, on laser in general, but particularly the Class 4 laser that you work with. Tell us what we need to know.
Well, there's different kinds of lasers. A Class 4 laser is considered a medical laser. So is the Class 3. The only difference basically between a 3 and a 4 is the amount of power and penetration.
Ah.
So it's a little bit more versatile. There's absolutely nothing wrong with 3. There's an awful lot of studies out there. So it's based with good science.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And basically you're using energy again, but you're using light energy, and it's infrared. It comes out red. You can feel some heat. And the energy penetrates to the depth that you want it to go by the settings you put on the machine and how much power behind it and for how long, the different protocols that you're mm-hmm. using it on.
And I know that just to be there with you, I had to wear special glasses.
You've got to wear the glasses, and so does the pet, too. I have these little felt pads.
Yeah, yeah, the little felt pads you put over the kitty's
head. And I've also got little doggles for dogs that, they're little designer doggles that they like to wear. Some of them are kind of cute with them on, and they like to have them on.
That
makes
cute.
Them feel cool, you know.
All right. Doggy goggles, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah, anyway, and we'll decide what it is we want to do, and provide a protocol. There's a whole bunch of established protocols that are printed, and you can also set the machine, you know, the way you want to intuitively too. So you can do all kinds of things from there's an awful lot of trauma therapy where dogs and cats have hurt themselves in various places, fractures and ligament damage and sprains and strains and that kind of thing. And it's really remarkable success with those.
And that's what you, when with just apply using the laser.
Yeah, the laser has a little head, little looks like a little big, huge ball bearing on the end that, like a convex, concave ball that the light penetrates down through and concentrates. And you put it right above the skin. You can touch the skin, but it's best if it's just right at the skin level. You can treat gums, inflamed gums with it, dermatologic conditions, ear flap hematomas.
Oh, wow. I had it, you know, one of my golden retrievers years ago. We had great trouble with that, but it really helps.
Well, a lot of times if you get to it right away, it'll absorb,
absorb
50% of the blood and after the first treatment. So.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
So a hematoma in the ear, the first choice now would be laser therapy, huh?
Yeah. I haven't tried to fix those for a long time. I think they do better without being surgically repaired in the first place.
Yeah, I haven't seen one for a long time. Let's see. And the class 4 laser that you have is apparently pretty powerful unit.
Yeah, the newer one that I have is much more powerful even than the newer models and or the older models rather.
Wow. Okay.
So you can overdo it if you don't, you know, hook it up to the right.
So pretty much you can use it, what, on anything that needs to be healed?
Anything but around the eyeballs, and you don't want to use it on cancers.
Ah, okay.
Because it stimulates. You know, it stimulates healing.
Okay.
Healing, cancer is healing gone awry. You know, so you don't want to stimulate more healing in a cancer that's going to make it bigger. So.
But I was surprised when you told me you use it sometimes on patients' gums to heal gingivitis.
It's really good for gingivitis. Absolutely wonderful. The cats get these really sore mouths and they don't want to eat and they cry every time they open their mouth and that really, really helps a lot with that. Inside the ears, all these big swollen inside the ear, you know, otitis externus with the stinky mess and it's also antibacterial and antifungal too. So you kill an awful lot of surface bacteria. New surgical wounds, you can use that right over the top, and it'll heal twice as fast. All the little.
So do you use it kind of prophylactically, like if you do surgery, say spay a dog, or do you use it
right over the top,
right over the incision when you're done?
Mm-hmm.
This is so you're a good place to go have surgery done because you can get the laser right away.
Yeah.
Cool.
And dentals, if you do dentals, you can put the laser right over the top of the poor sockets where you've had to pull all those nasty teeth out of there, and everything heals so much quicker. It slows down the bleeding, and what it does is really creates a huge flow of endorphins.
Uh-huh.
You see most of these animals, when they leave, walk out of there, whatever it is, you can see a huge amount of comfort coming from their own natural endorphins. It stimulates the body to produce those, and those are the most powerful pain meds of all.
Yeah, yeah. I think they're used a lot on joint problems, too, aren't
they? Yeah, lots and lots of arthritis, acute and chronic issues, like, you know, swelling, the sprains and strains that come in, ruptured cruciate ligaments. After 6 or 7 treatments, a dog is pretty doggone comfortable for the most part, unless they go overdo it on a ruptured cruciate ligament in their knee.
So you're able to avoid surgery then with these patients?
I have in my place, yes.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. That's great. That's great.
That's sort of a criteria. The surgery comes last for me.
You know, now, what about Kathy wants to know, do the animals feel anything when the laser's being applied?
There's a little bit of heat. It shouldn't bother you too much. You have to move it. It depends on the setting and how deep you're penetrating, but there's a heat that you feel. Yeah.
Okay.
I run it over my own hands to make sure that they're not. Some animals are really sensitive and they squirm and wiggle and you think, oh, I'm burning them, but you're not. It's because I put it on me and it's not. It's
they're just
loosey goosey and you know. And after they figure it out, they take a big old sigh and relax. And by the time you're done, they want some more. You know.
Ha ha.
Yeah, and then when they come in the second time, they're asking for it.
Okay, so you use it on a one-time basis, like after surgeries on incisions or that kind of thing, but then treating conditions.
Depending on what you're treating, it's going to take several treatments to get to where you want to get.
Okay.
Like anything else, you're accelerating the healing process along the way and reducing the inflammation.
And is this, when you talk about treatments, how long does a treatment take? Do people need to leave the animal at the clinic with you, or can they make an appointment? You come in, you do it, and
yeah, the first time is sort of a general physical exam kind of thing, and then we do the laser, and then the second time they only take 5 to 10 minutes, sometimes only a couple of minutes, depends what it is you do, and you're in and out the door. So it's really simple.
All right. Well, that sounds great. Okay, we're going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the last time in the show. Then Peg has emailed more questions for you, Doug, so we've got to get to that. We've got to get to current events, and I'm sure there's something else on my list. But remember, this is the most important part of the show, because without them, there's no us. So please listen, support our advertisers, thank them, and stay right where you are, because Animal World continues with Vet Sunday and Dr. Doug Yearout straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. Nutro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
Margaret Peggy Kaler, branch manager at Westar Pacific Mortgage, shares your passion for animals, supporting animal rescue in the community. A charter member of Rotary Club of Duval and past president of the Duval Chamber of Commerce, Peggy shares your values and volunteers at the Cowgirl Spirit Rescue. Call Peggy at 206-947-0615 or visit PeggyKaler.com for your next mortgage. NMLS number 393352. Westar Pacific Mortgage. NMLS 1100211 and WA-CL number 1100211. WBA Westar Mortgage Corporation. NMLS 93243. An equal opportunity lender.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Real people, real life, real radio. Really. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all. Martha Norwalk, and we are on the downside of this week's edition of Animal World, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. want you to be sure and check out the NuPro supplements, www.nupro.com. And if you need a mortgage lending assistance of any kind, please be sure and contact our Animal World mortgage gal, Peggy Kaler, at Westar Pacific Mortgage in Duval. PeggyKaler.com will get you the information that you need. Or you can go to the Animal World website, MarthaNorwalk.com, and a link will come up with Peggy's contact information. She is the best there is, in my opinion. She's helped me with all my mortgage lending needs, and she's fabulous. And she also does great things for animals. So it's a mutual support system. Peggy Kaler, Westar Pacific Mortgage in Duval. All righty, it's Vet Sunday. Dr. Doug Yearout is here. All Animals, All Animal Alternative Medicine Clinic now in Marysville, 1059 State Avenue, Suite E in Marysville. You can reach him at www.holisticanimaldoc.com or 360-653-8171. All right, another listener caller over the break, Dr. Doug, wants to know, is the laser used for feline dental cleaning?
After the cleaning.
After the cleaning.
Yeah.
Yeah, for the healing of the gums and all of that. You still use traditional dental to do the dentistry itself.
We do non-anesthetic dentals a lot, too, whenever we can without having to use the knocking them down. And
oh, that's so wonderful.
Yeah.
Because, you know, most of them don't need that. You know?
A lot of them don't, no. And you can get a pretty good job done when they're awake.
Yeah, and I know that is my history. You know, it's like, you know, and you go in and they, oh, we got to clean. Well, just scrape that off. You know, it's like not a big deal. Yeah, I'm glad to hear that you do that.
It's a big deal in some.
Well,
they want to kill you.
Yeah,
you know?
well, that could be, sure, absolutely.
But rarely.
Okay, additional questions for Dr. Doug. Remember, this is coming from our brilliant Peg in Olympia. Is there a reliable manufacturer for remedies that I can order online?
I use Natural Health Supply in New Mexico, Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Natural Health Supply?
Natural Health Supply.
And that's Santa Fe.
Yeah, he's a really good guy. There's really, really good remedies.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so Peg, that's Natural Health Supply out of Santa Fe, New Mexico. All right, now here's about her puppy, regarding her new puppy. She says, if there is a vaccine emergency, I will have Cindy, that's her breeder in Illinois, call you. She says, but you may not be available, or it may be a weekend or night, and she may not be able to source product on short notice. So, what remedies would you suggest she have on hand, quote, just in case? She says, I'll have them shipped to her and then bring them back with me for just in case on the second injection.
So the best thing to do if you're going to really use this endeavor is to get an emergency homeopathic kit. It has 50 remedies in it, and they cover the majority of the things that you're ever going to need to use. Not always. You'll have to get some other ones, but usually it's got them all in
there. I think I have one tucked away somewhere, but it's been so many years. Do they have a shelf life? Do they run out after a while?
If they don't get too hot, you'll be giving them to your kids and the kids' kids. They don't have a shelf life like drugs.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Now, where would one get the emergency homeopathic kit?
I like to get them from Jim Clemmer at Natural Health Supply.
Natural Health Supply.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, I sell them also.
That's what I was wondering, is can we just get one from you?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm kind of like, I could, because I can just swing by your place and pick one up.
Yeah.
Do you have any idea what it costs for the homeopathic? How many remedies?
There's 50.
50 remedies.
For 30 remedies, it usually runs about $150. And I'm sorry, for the 30C, that's a potency, a size.
Okay.
And then there's a 200C. The 30C is usually what people get because it's more common for most people to use those doses.
Okay.
Like the more high you get it, the higher you get, the more practitioners will be using those because they're more powerful.
So the remedies that the breeder would need would be in this homeopathic kit.
Oh, absolutely.
Can you specifically identify the remedies that she'd want to have?
Well,
one
Dr. Dodds asked about. Thuya would be one that's used an awful lot with vaccine issues.
And then you recommended, what was the other one?
And silica is another one.
Silica.
And sulfur is another one.
Uh-huh.
Pulsatilla, I wouldn't go anywhere without having my pulsatilla for a puppy. Nux vomica.
So you really want a lot of the remedies that are in this kit, then?
Yeah, they're all from A to Z, and there's a little write-up about each remedy in the kit, so you don't just get a box of things to look at, you know. But they have labels, look like regular medicines, and this materia medica information tells you about each remedy. They come in a little bullet box. It's finally a good use for a 45 caliber bullet box.
All right.
Instead of a bullet.
All right, that's great. Okay, and then I'm sure if Peg needs more detail, she can always
sure.
call you. Yeah, okay. 360.
I don't have remedies, Jim Clemmer's website in my head, so otherwise I'd give it to you. But.
Well, maybe if I come up with it, well, I'll do it in follow-up and let you all know. But if you need to contact Dr. Doug, it's Dr. Doug Gearout. His website is holisticanimaldoc.com. He is officially now in Marysville, All Animal Alternative Medicine Clinic, and the address is 1059 State Avenue. It's Suite E, and that's in Marysville, 98270. Phone number is 360-653-8171. And what hours are you open? Monday through Friday? You open
Monday through Friday, yes. I take emergencies when I can.
Okay.
Just like everybody else, but we try to refer to the emergency clinic if I'm gone. So.
All right. That's cool. Okay, before we run out of time, we need take care of current events. Okie dokie. Remember, it's hot. Leave your animals at home. Don't David take them in the car. It's too hot today. And keep that. Remember that for the rest of the summer. And let's see. The Fun in the Sun Summer Shelter Challenge is going on until Sunday, August 9th. You can vote every day for your favorite shelter to win cash prizes. www.shelterchallenge.com. July Wildlife Wednesdays at the Northwest Stream Center in Everett. All the films are free. You need to call for reservations, though, because space is limited. Still coming up this month, Wednesday, July 22nd, Seasons of the Otter. And Wednesday, July 29th is First Flight, A Mother Hummingbird's Story. Free. They also come with little demos and stuff. It's really great. It's 7 p.m. at Northwest Stream Center in Everett. Call them for a reservation, 425-316-8592, or check them out at www.streamkeeper.org. Hey, come and join me and Kathy, I believe, at the 5th annual open house and fundraiser for Macaw Rescue and Sanctuary Incarnation. It's Saturday, August 8th at 1 p.m., you get a tour of the place. It's my favorite rescue. It is just exquisite. You've got to come see it if you haven't been out. And it's the social event of the summer. 1 p.m., the tours, a silent auction, live auction, great gift baskets, the best country barbecue, a little wine and beer garden. And it just is a great time will be had by all. So I hope you'll come and join me and Kathy. You get tickets at brownpapertickets.com. You can get more information at macawrescueandsanctuary.org or on Macaw Rescue and Sanctuary on Facebook. And then All Breed Equine Rescue, our favorite horse rescue up in Marysville, they are having a craft fair and bake sale on Saturday, July 25th, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. They said bring a folding chair along. Check it out at allbreedhorserezq.com, or you can call for more information to 425-263-6390. Mark your calendars for the 6th annual sexless soiree to benefit Feral Cat Spay and Neuter Project Saturday, October 3rd. 18th annual Perfect Pals Black Cat Ball is October 24th this year. All kinds of stuff going on for Jude and Paul Ponton from Whispering Dragon. They've got Matrix Energetic Study Groups going on. You can call them about that. Here's a Saturday, July 25th at Kent Commons for the Conscious Wellness Expo. There'll be free mini sessions. They'll be answering questions, scheduling sessions, and having some sound instruments available for purchase. It's 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. You'll find Darcy Pariso will also be there. And remember, that's Saturday, July 25th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Kent Commons. And Saturday, Sunday, August 1st and 2nd, they've got a frequency shifting class going on at their offices, Whispering Dragon in Seattle. And you want to call Whispering Dragon to register. Well, they've also got an Accutonic self-care class coming up Saturday, September 5th, 10 to 6 p.m. So give them a call, 206-706-2836. And Pause Walk is this year, Saturday, August 29th. And I think that about covers it. Now, next week, I'm going to Temple. It will be an encore presentation of Animal World. I'm going to rerun Dr. Nell's last show. So if you haven't heard Dr. Nell's Rasmussen work his magic for listeners and their animal friends, tune in next week to hear. And then the following week, wow, that's August 2nd, and that's Big Seafair Sunday coming up. And that means the hydros are zooming through Alternative Talk, KKNW, and we will have a short show on Sunday, August 2nd from 9 to 10 a.m. So be sure you join us early on Saturday, August 2nd. We're going to feature Macaw Rescue and Sanctuary, Bob Dawson, and talk up the annual barbecue and fundraiser. So hopefully you'll all come out and join us the following weekend. So that's Seafair Sunday, and then we'll be back to our normal schedule after that. Alrighty, we got just a quickie here, another one from Peg, Dr. Doug. For bulldogs, at least one thing that is recommended for first aid kits for bulldogs is lemon juice, like the lemon juice that's in those little squirt bottles. Mm-hmm. That looks, especially in the case of overheating and for the development of phlegm, squirt a little lemon juice in the back of the throat or even at the side of the mouth. She says maybe that would be helpful for other breeds or a mega esophagus dog. I don't know. Have you ever heard of lemon juice used for that?
Well, it does stimulate phlegm, that's for sure.
Okay. Now, yeah. She says, I have an esophageal issue in which things get stuck and it can result in a lot of phlegm that threatens to choke or cut off air. I've used the lemon juice and it seems to work.
Yeah. Right.
I didn't know about that. Hey, thanks, yeah, Peg.
It does cut the phlegm. Anything that cuts phlegm in a bulldog that can't breathe is good.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's good to know. I didn't know about that. Very interesting.
They make some really nice little faces, too, when you put it in there.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, I don't. They just squirt it in their mouth, huh?
Yeah.
And, wow.
I put it on their tongue or on their cheek pouch. I don't like to squirt anything back there too far.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. All right, so you are now back in Marysville full time Monday through Friday.
Yes.
And you do in person phone consults, and a lot of with these cases today. What he's saying, I want to see the medical records. So you know, when you go see another vet, you don't have to worry about that. You don't need to get them and hand deliver them. You just need to fax them over. Yeah, just set up a thing with Doug, and then they'll fax them over to Dr. Doug. You know, right. Your vet will do that. It's a common practice. It's not a big deal.
Not a big deal.
Cool. All right, and I'm looking forward to it. Looks like our next Vet Sunday. What is this? July. So August, September, be like the third week of September would be our next Vet Sunday. Let's see if Bill's not in Alaska and you're around, maybe we can get the both of you in.
Okay.
How fun would that be? Woohoo! Yeah. All right, and more to come with Dr. Doug on the air. You'll just have to stay tuned to find out what. And looks like we're out of time. So remember, next week is encore presentation of Animal World, Dr. Nels Rasmussen. It was a great show last time. Hear him work his magic. And then the following week is Seafair Sunday, so don't sleep in. You got to get up, be here at 9 o'clock, because we'll be only on the air from 9 to 10 a.m. And then, of course, it's off to the races. And, Mike, that's an all-day thing, right?
That's what I understand. I'm not producing it this year. So
you're not going to be here because you're gone.
Yeah, I just don't have the time to do it this year. So somebody else is going to do it. And
but it's a full meal deal. They're covering all the races,
right? That's what I understand. It was last year, and I'm assuming
that's the same thing that's going to happen this year, too. All right, so Animal World from 9 to 10 on August 2nd, and then we'll be at the races. So hopefully you join us for all of that. So Boy, oh boy. We are like smack out of time. Dr. Doug, thanks so much.
Thank you for asking me.
Oh, our pleasure. And remember, you're going to keep me informed if there are public events where you're playing the bagpipes. And as always, let me remind you, animals have feelings too, so treat your animal friends better than family, and please always be kind to open your heart, share your love with all living things, and I'll talk to you again next week.